This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Drivers have logged 30 billion miles on E15, which biofuels company Growth Energy says is a testament to the blend's rising popularity. President Biden lifted the summertime E15 driving restrictions, and Growth Energy's CEO Emily Score says the president's decision was a major victory for American drivers and the nation's energy security.
The EPA waiver only applies to this summer's driving season, and without action, higher ethanol blends like E15 could vanish next year from many markets. That's why Growth Energy is pressing this administration and leaders in Congress for a permanent fix. America is the world's largest producer of biofuel, and we should be making use of our full capacity in the push for greater energy security and a healthy climate. In fact, nationwide E15 would slash carbon emissions by more than 17.62 million tons. That's the equivalent of taking almost 4 million cars off the road each year.
She says biofuel supporters can get involved in the push for a permanent fix.
The president's waiver bought limited time for policymakers to implement a permanent fix. To make sure that happens, we invite listeners to contact their leaders in Congress through the Growth Energy Comment Portal at growthenergy.org/takeaction. Together, we can increase the supply of lower-cost, homegrown biofuels available to drivers and put another 30 billion money-saving miles in the rearview mirror.
This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm Corinne LaRue.